Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy Podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
We are lucky enough to have on the phone Meg Hutchins. She's a Collingwood defender who has just slid out of the season launch to chat to us. Welcome, Meg.
Thank you very much for having me, ladies.
Now, 9 days to go, so we're excited. So you must be absolutely bursting for your first game, are you?
9 days until what? I haven't got a countdown. No, of course.
Moomba.
Yeah. Certainly really, really exciting, and it's good to sort of see the end of pre-season and all the hard sort of running sessions and to get into the thick of it. It's really exciting.
Meg Bree here. Will we see, and I know Collingwood had a nice win on the weekend, will we see any obvious changes to the way Collingwood plays this year?
Look, I don't see, I would probably say we'd see us probably a little bit more organised. But, you know, you'll see, you know, what you've seen last year, but probably, I don't know, it's hard to tell, to be honest. But, we're looking at really playing our brand of footy and not being too reactive to what others are doing and, really just wanting to play our brand of footy for the full four quarters. And hopefully, it's exciting. I think what you will see is, across the whole competition, you're going to see the girls a lot fitter, a lot stronger. The ball's going to move a lot quicker, and hopefully, and I think it will be, is a lot higher scoring. So that's really exciting for the competition in year two.
We talked about that earlier in the match that
we're playing a match, aren't we?
earlier in the show that the practice matches all suggested that the scoring was going to be higher. Now, I heard that Moana Hope has lost 8 kilos and has been training running through the midfield as well as a forward. Is that right?
Oh yeah, she has, and look, a lot of the girls have shed kilos as well, and have the ability to play in multiple positions, but I think it's, really, really important. When you've only got a squad of, 30 or so and only 16 on the field, you're going to have the ability to play in multiple positions as well. So, she's lost weight, but I would say, everyone has, and they've got a really, really good ability to cover the ground now.
Well, I hope that I can join the Collingwood Football Club and lose 8 kilos as well. If that's the secret. Now, Meg, we chatted to you last year. You had such a significant role in the AFL and particularly your club, Collingwood, supporting the marriage equality, that the AFL got behind. What's happened since then, do you think, in football world, and what made you, get behind that so much?
A fair amount's happened since, I guess, I last spoke to you guys. A small little law's changed and it means that
it worked.
In this country, gets equal right to marry the person they love. So, look, it's been a really significant year for many things, for society in terms of seeing equality in sport, but also equality in marriage. And I'm just really, really proud that Collingwood was, at the forefront of that and really supportive in the push. And it's a really, really great place that we live in now, that everyone has the equal ability to play any sport they want, but also marry any person they want as well.
Yeah, and has that been felt that in the clubs there's a bit more of an inclusive kind of feel, or?
I think it's always felt really inclusive, to be honest. Ever since the first day I walked in to the club in my first sort of day at the job, it's felt really, really inclusive, and it's only become stronger and stronger, that feeling, particularly having 1 year gone of having AFL women and netball at the club. It's just felt more and more inclusive each day that we've been there. So, yeah, we're one big happy family, and as I said, we love everyone at the club, no matter who they love and what sport they play, and they all play a really important role at the club, being who they are.
Fantastic. That's great, Megan. I loved that. One of my favourite images, being a football lover, was, you know, you all sitting in front of down there at the AFL headquarters in front of the Yes logo. It just looked amazing. I believe that you are a lifelong Collingwood supporter. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah. Born and bred Collingwood supporter. And, I remember, I went to the 1990 grand final when I was a little tacker and sat up in the top tier of the old... I guess it's the old northern stand that didn't have a roof, and I was there, and I don't remember the game very, very well, but I remember the year after going to training sessions, multiple training sessions. This is when the guys trained at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and getting a football signed by all the team, and just looking up to them as absolute heroes for my life, and now I'm living the dream.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must pinch yourself. You know, there you are, you know, chatting in the hallways to Bucks and you know, whoever else were your, you know, favourite players, and there's Pendles and all of that sort of stuff. Must be incredible.
It is pretty incredible. I do sort of have the pinch yourself moments, but I guess they're probably a little bit further in the past now, and I sort of see them now as colleagues and friends now that just want the best for you, and we want the best for each other. And it is pretty cool. It is pretty cool. As I said, now I sort of see them as friends, and I just want the best for them as friends in their in their roles at the club. So it's really, 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 really awesome.
Now, Meg, speaking of pinching yourself, I read the stats from the match on the weekend, and I saw that you had 2 goals against your name. As a defender, do you pinch yourself when you kick goals?
She pinches the forwards' ball.
Have you kicked many goals, Meg?
I pinch the ball and I run with it, and I celebrate. I give it a good old celebration, because there are very few and far between, so it's a pretty enjoyable moment. I've started my footy career way back when as a forward, so I sort of know where the goals are. But I'll just play, the cliche. I'll play whatever role I get put in, and if that means drifting down into the glory zone of the forwards, then I'll go down there and try and snag a
I'm sure no
game,
one's
yeah.
no one's complaining.
Well, you've got a huge boot on you. You can kick it a mile.
Oh, thank you.
And just quickly, because we're going to have to dash off, but the reason you kicked the second goal was because you took the kick for Darcy Guttridge from memory, and who had gone down injured. How's she and her injury?
Yeah, look, she's really, really good. Unfortunately, as good as you can be with a broken collarbone, poor thing, but she's come out of surgery just today or yesterday, and already on the road to recovery, so... and that's the thing, is that you kick a goal which was the result of her getting the hard ball and actually winning the ball, and unfortunately, she got injured, and I had to finish off her really, really good work. So we wish that she's out there with us as soon as possible, but we just want the best for her and her recovery.
Yeah, and look, it's always a shame when that happens to one of your playmates. But, Meg, we wish you all the best, and the Collingwood football team all the best, and we'll certainly be there on Feb 2nd at Icon Park cheering you on. And
awesome.
Can't wait to start watching women's football again and get right back into it. So good luck with the season.
Thank you very much, Meg.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Meg.
Go to the pies.
Thanks, Meg.
Footy, 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 football, footy. Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.